Back in 2019, I went to the Ullapool Guitar Festival for the first time. While I was there, I recorded some interviews with a bunch of different people, one of whom was the Scots guitar player John Goldie. And for whatever reason, I never got to editing it, and I felt pretty bad about that when I bumped into him again this year in October. And I said to him, "I'm really sorry, John, I didn't get your interview edited and posted. And I'm really sorry." And he was like, "It's fine, don't worry about it. We could do it again if you like." Well, that didn't happen, but I watched it back and it turns out that most of it's actually pretty relevant. The only bits that aren't relevant are when he was talking about his workshop that was going to be running in May. So that would have been May 2020. So, I mean, I guess it wouldn't have been relevant anyway, because we all know what happened in March 2020, right? The world shut down, and I imagine that workshop didn't happen. So I'm going to go ahead and publish it, because I think it's a good interview, and John's a great guy and has some really wise things to share, particularly about teaching music. So sit back and enjoy the interview. Cheers. Sitting here with John Goldie. Thanks for coming and sitting with me, John.
No problem.
Nice to meet you at last.
Yeah, great. I'm glad to meet you too.
I've not heard you play yet.
Right.
You're on tonight, are you?
I'm on tonight with my string quartet. I did an album last year, and it's all original music, and it's sort of a kind of reimagining of it with the strings. So one of the string players I knew from before, and I had done some kind of informal gigs with her, and then we spoke about it and actually just got it together, recorded an album, and we've been out on the road this year so far just doing festivals and stuff. Yeah. And so tonight, because it's the 20th anniversary, it's a sort of special night, so we're doing some of the stuff, but we're kind of adapting it a little bit so that we can get some guest players up and things. But, yeah, but up to that point, mainly I've been playing solo guitar, so it's just a nice change from that. It's a different project, and I think it's good to have some different things on the go. So majority of the time over the last maybe 10 years has been just all solo guitar, and then in the last sort of year and a bit has been with the string quartet as well. Mm. A departure.
Great. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, it should be a good night, I think. Mm. It's always great up in Ullapool anyway. It's a great festival, and you know, nice people, and I've been here for quite a while, so it's it's kind of like a homecoming, really. It's always good.
A lot of your musicians have said the same thing. It's,
yeah,
it's really nice to hear.
Yeah, well, it's not everywhere I think you get to hang out with people much. Aye. I mean, a lot of festivals you fly in, you fly out, whereas here you, most people are here for the weekend, and most people are, you know, just quite happy to like play together or jam or, you know, just chat generally. Yeah. And I think that's one of the things that other festivals maybe don't have the same. They don't have that kind of friendly, informal feeling about it. Quite a lot of festivals are very formal. You turn up in hotel, straight from hotel to the venue, on stage, mm-hmm. off, back to the hotel, fly out the next day. It's very, it's fine, you know, it's what the job is, but this is a bit different. I don't know, because it's so far up in the Highlands and the air's different or something up here. Everybody just seems to relax a bit more. Maybe the whiskey. I don't know. Something probably up here, I think, is... But it's quite infectious up here as well. It's just, you know, even if it's raining and stuff, people up here just love it, you know. It's fantastic. We're quite lucky so far with the weather, I think. It's not pretty sunny just now. And I was over in Stornoway there just playing with the quartet before I came here, and it was a little bit choppy anyway. It was just 2.5 hours, and we were concerned about the way back, but the way back was really calm. It was beautiful. Sort of daybreak on the way back, so I've got some nice pictures and stuff. But and then I just came straight off the ferry, straight here and straight into a workshop with Hugh Burns for about 2.5 hours, and then met loads of people, got chatting, and then sort of fading a bit yesterday. And then today, the workshop again that you and I do every year, and then play tonight. So
excellent.
Yeah, all good. Thank you.
Stornoway. I've never been to Stornoway.
Oh, it's, well, there's a really nice gig there. It's called Atlanta, which is a, it's just like an arts venue. It's like a cinema, and they have some art installations, I think, there as well. Restaurant, and yeah, it's I played there for a long time, actually. Not every year, but like, you know, a few years in between, I'd go back, because it's obviously, it's quite far for me to go. It's a long way away to do one gig, so we managed to get it to work this year that we could all get out in the early sort of, well, the ferry out on the Friday and then back over, so worked in well, yeah. But yeah, it's another gig with the String Quartet, another chance for us to kind of get it played in a little bit.
To Steve Kaufman's acoustic camp.
Yep, I have been there, yes.
This is my first Ullapool festival, but it feels like the same kind of vibe a wee bit.
Yeah, Steve runs great camps over there. He's been doing it for a long time and gets loads of good tutors in, and it's Steve's great. I mean, I actually met Steve, believe it or not, in Shetland.
Oh, yeah.
Because the first ever Shetland guitar festival, it was the Peary Willie Festival. It's named after Peary Willie Johnson, the guitar player from Shetland, and the very first one was myself, Martin Taylor, jazz guitar player, Steve Kaufman, and I think Eduardo Niebla, the flamenco player. So that's, I think that's actually when I met Steve, first of all, up there, and I've met him loads of times since.
Right.
He's a great guy, runs really nice festivals, and I think there's a few of us have been, or, you know, been teaching on it or doing different things on it, but yeah, I mean, most of the guitar players on the scene, you meet them at some point, you know, really, even the ones in the States, even if you don't go to the States, you'll still meet them, they'll come over here. And certainly in Europe, there's quite a strong guitar scene there as well, so it's quite a bit happens over there, so you tend to run into a lot of them there as well, which is pretty good. But Steve, I could highly recommend his camps. I know a few people that just go every year, just love it. But they do different things. So some years they might learn a bit of mandolin.
Yeah.
They might go for bluegrass guitar, they might go for like rhythm, they might go for... He's got a good... Always has a good range of tutors.
Yeah.
So whatever level you're at, you're fine. And if you want to try something new, there's loads of scope for that as well. And there's a concert every night, normally, at it, which is pretty cool.
I went in 2005.
Right.
I did the fortnight. I got to play on stage with Tony McManus, which was a real moment for me.
Aye.
The open mic.
Yeah.
You know, after dinner they do that open mic thing.
Right.
That was amazing.
Aye, I think that's, like I say, it's one of the few times you get to meet people that you maybe like their playing or whatever, or maybe you don't know much about their playing, and you get a chance to talk to them, and you always learn a lot when you're talking to people and they're talking about maybe something you don't know much about, you know. So, like, I learned a lot about, like, old-timey music and stuff like that from these sort of people, and I would never have gotten that before because it's not something that's known so much here, I don't think. But, yeah, I think travel's good, and obviously, you know, there's a lot of issues with travelling, and, you know, who knows what it's going to be like soon with travel, but at the moment it seems it's always been good, and you meet loads of new people, interesting people, and sometimes you get different ideas. You just meet somebody, that's a brilliant idea, like that, or you see somebody playing something and think, I wouldn't have thought of that, that's a really interesting way of doing that. So that happens probably more than you would imagine, I think, with players on the scene, you know. Just and even today, just in there for a bowl of soup at lunchtime, I met a guy that I played in the festival about 15 years ago. I hadn't seen him since, and it turns out we've got friends in common and blah 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 and all that kind of thing. So yeah, it's good. Can't really complain about that.
So you've done a fair bit of teaching then, workshops?
A bit of teaching. I've always enjoyed teaching, so even when I was like a lot younger, I always did do a bit of teaching. When I was at school, actually, I used to teach guitar at school when I was at school, because I was better than the teachers, actually, at that point. I was really pretty good at, especially rock guitar and stuff, and I was really young. So I always liked the whole concept of it. I just liked the idea. I never really wanted to teach, like, full-time. It's not something I ever wanted to do. I wanted to play, obviously, but I'm not one of these people that just thinks, well, I'm just going to play or I'm going to teach. I like doing a mixture of things, and I've just kept doing it. But now what I'm doing mainly is I'm running sort of weekend workshops or sometimes day workshop things, and I'm finding they're the most beneficial to people that are wanting to learn or get into, you know, just improve their playing generally. So what I've discovered is there's loads of people out there that have played the guitar for a bit, and then maybe got distracted by work or family or whatever, and then I find it hard maybe to get back into it. So there's a kind of whole group of people out there that kind of maybe need a wee bit of help with different things. So I started working on loads of different concepts that I could use in workshops that were really helpful. So rather than just say, okay, we're going to learn how to play a song today, I've done that sometimes, but the majority of things I do are more like just kind of giving people the tools to go on and get better themselves to a certain extent. And I think that's what's kind of missing sometimes. And books and YouTube and all those kind of things are great up to a point, but I think it helps if people, if you explain to somebody why something works and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And that's what we've been doing today, and it's the same questions all the time, I find. So what I've been trying to do in the workshops is just address all those things, and we'll put tunes in as well, and we've even done things where we write songs on the spot. We just do different things to get people interested generally. And I've actually done them pretty much worldwide. I mean, I've done them in like Bangladesh, believe it or not. I've done workshops Sri Lanka, all over Europe, Hong Kong, you know, Asia, everywhere. And they work everywhere in the world because it's music's a kind of common language thing, and that's brilliant. But I'm pretty keen to get to the point where we can run workshops, people get a lot from it, and just get a real kind of lot of interest and a lot of people want to do it. And then we can also vary it, because I've got a lot of possibilities to specialise in certain styles of music. I've got friends that are kind of experts in certain areas, and they're up for doing it, but we need to sort of build numbers and grow the whole thing a little bit. So in the UK generally, I have found it a wee bit slow, but again, it's how do you access all the guitar players there? Aye. Very difficult. And Facebook's good up to a point, a mailing list is good up to a point, but the amount of people that have came to my workshops that went, oh, I just found this by accident, you know, right. And you're like, right, it's difficult to tell where to put it, you know, sometimes to explain you're doing them, and then obviously people can make their mind up whether they want to come or not. But in Europe, I was running a couple of them there, and there was about four or five of us doing it at one point, and it went up to about 50 people, and it was getting a little bit big. So the ones I like to do now are maybe more limited to around about 10, and I find that's more productive, because people find it a bit more intimate, the whole thing, and they're not afraid to maybe say, oh, I didn't quite understand that, or whatever. They don't want to be seem to not know what's going on. But I mean, I sort of give out, you know, tab and notation for all the stuff, and also film the things that I'm playing and different angles and slow things down and stuff, so people, when they go away from the workshop, hopefully they've got enough stuff. And yeah, it's starting to work well now. We've got one near Glasgow that we do that's taken off. This will be our third year, and it's really well organised, and it's a really beautiful place to stay. It's got a spa and it's lovely surroundings and all that kind of stuff. And that's what we're really doing. We're just going, here's a nice weekend if you want to come learn a bit of guitar, have a bit of fun. It's very sociable as well, and all the people that come to the workshop all learn off each other. So yeah, I'd quite like to build it up, get more of that, because I really enjoy doing them. But again, it's how do you get out there to all the guitar players that maybe are interested in that sort of thing. So that's one of the sort of goals I've got, is to try and make a bit more of them. I mean, I'm not interested in doing, you know, I don't want to build up to Steve Kaufman size of things. That's huge. That's not my thing. I want to keep it fairly small. But if we could, you know, maybe do sort of four or something in the UK every year, that would be perfect. There's a lot of interest in certain areas, but I'm still looking at the whole thing, and I prefer the weekend thing because I think people enjoy the social thing. But then again, if you just do one day, not so expensive for people, and that would be an option as well. So, yeah, there's a few things we're looking at the moment with that. But yeah, it's been building up well, and they're really good fun to do. So I'm hoping that's, you know, we can keep going with it. And I've got somebody that organises the logistics of it for me, which is great. So I can concentrate on the guitar stuff, which is good. But yeah, so the next one's end of May. But if people go to my website or on Facebook, I think I'm John Goldie Guitar Player. So anything that I'm doing pretty much will be on that on Facebook. Okay. So that's the best thing to do. Or if you just put my name into Google, it'll come up. You'll see the site. The site probably won't be as updated as Facebook. That's because I'm involved with that, and I'm not so good with stuff like that. But yeah, so I've got that and mailing lists and all the usual thing and Instagram and you know all that. Yeah. But yeah, the Facebook Guitar Player page is the main place. You know, I've got a YouTube channel as well, and all the stuff that I do at workshops that I film for people will be on the YouTube channel at some point. So there's breakdowns of different techniques, how to build up your right hand technique, how to build up independence between your fingers and stuff. There's a lot of exercises on there, and there's loads of songs on it. There's everything from, I do a version of Mission Impossible that's on it, I do a version of September by Earth, Wind and Fire that's on it. Yeah, there's a whole Oh What a Night. It's just totally random things up there that I've just filmed just with an iPad, so it's not really like super high quality. But then I've got stuff with the string quartet, which is filmed in HD, and it's like studio BBC quality stuff. So there's a mixture of different things on there, and there's a wee section on the YouTube channel just in education, just on sort of tuition stuff, which is just all these wee clips of breaking down different tunes and things for people. So, but again, I'm not brilliant with internet stuff, so building a YouTube channel is, you know, I'd be as well to learn, you know, hieroglyphics or something. I think it'd probably be, I'd get there at the same point lately. So, but yeah, so there's a lot of stuff on there, and it's reasonably well organised given my limited capabilities with it. But yeah, so that's all there. That's the kind of online presence, and the stuff for the workshops will be on there as well.
I'll take a look at that. That's really appealing to me.
Aye.
Given my location, you know, I'm not too far away. I'm not going to Tony McManus's place in Canada or, you know.
You don't want to go to Tony's place. I want to join. He's a good friend.
He was over in Arran a couple of years ago now.
Aye.
Got him a wee gig in a restaurant where I play quite a lot.
Yeah.
And it was a great night.
Sometimes the small gigs are the best to do. And there's a lot less. Yeah, if you do like big theatres and stuff, there's always issues with different things. A small gig or like a house concert gig or something that sort of size, there's, again, it's that intimate thing. People, I think, go away with a lot more from the concert. You know, sometimes if it's a big bank of seats and all that, it's a little bit cold sometimes, whereas the, you know, if you can see the whites of their eyes sort of thing, then it's actually sometimes that's, well, most times that's a lot better because there's a bit more of an interaction with the audience. And when I'm doing solo concerts, I talk to the audience quite a bit about the piece that I'm playing, why I've written it or why I've arranged it, if it's a cover version or something, and explain a little bit. And I found the response to that has been amazing, because people always come up and say, I'm so glad you explained it, I didn't know what you were doing. Or if I break down what I'm doing, if I'm doing three or four things at once when I'm playing, I break it down so that people can see the different parts, and then obviously put it together, which is, you know, I mean, for people that play guitar who do that, they don't need to know that, but the majority of people don't know what you're doing. So I give them a few examples of different ways of playing, you know, solo finger style, and then put it all together and show them how you can put all the things together. And I've been doing that for a while, and that seems to work really well at gigs, because people just go away with a different level of knowledge, because it's quite often, it's maybe only 50% or less of the people in the audience play guitar. If it's an arts venue, people just turn up. I mean, I did a gig, in fact, it was in Stornoway, really nice audience in Stornoway, and there was one person in the audience played the guitar.
Wow.
So you're not always playing to a guitar audience, so you really need to entertain them beyond the guitar.
Yeah.
Or it doesn't work.
Right, so this next one is it's called Don't Shave Much Anymore. I wrote it quite a while back, but I've adapted it to fit in with a kind of Nashville vibe. I actually wrote it in Nashville, outside about 2 o'clock in the morning in the Music City, Sheraton Music City, at the Chet Atkins convention, which is an amazing convention. Loads of great players play there. I know Clive's been a few times, I've played it a few times. One thing you don't really get growing up in Scotland is like the Kentucky flat pickers room, or you know, all that kind of stuff. We don't really have that here. So I used to go to all these little kind of niche, what do you call it, sort of rooms with different sort of players in it. One was better than the next. It was absolutely incredible. And I didn't understand the thing they were doing. I didn't know the techniques, nothing about it at all. And it was really inspirational because, you know, you grow up in, well, like me, growing up in Scotland, and not that there's anything wrong with it, listening to Status Quo, Leonard Skinner, you know, that, still listen to Status Quo, still listen to Leonard Skinner, still all good. Although I've done a lot of different things, you know, played in successful jazz groups and stuff, I'm basically a bit of an old rocker, I suppose, that's got a nice jacket on tonight. I'm trying to be a bit more upmarket. So this is Don't Shave Much Anymore. I'd also like to make a small point here of the younger musicians on the stage. That's these two. No jacket. That's a hoodie. It's because you were robbing the corner shop earlier. It's a kind of jacket for the gig, I said.
I know, but he's got some Tunnock's tea cakes backstage.
A bottle of El Dorado. All kidding aside, here we go.
I think it's explanation is good for people, and even if you do play the guitar, even if you think you could play that, I think it doesn't really help to explain it a little bit, because I find a lot of sort of basic things are more difficult than people imagine, and I think if you think about just like bog standard simple things on the guitar, simple rhythms, simple scales and stuff, majority of people tend to not play them that well because they've not stuck at that, they've tried to move on to the next level.
Yeah.
And you find a lot of really, really good players, what they do is they keep going back all the time, they keep going back over the slow versions of things, and even going slower until it's all sorted out, and then speed the thing back up, rather than try and play it in real time. That's too difficult a lot of the time, and also I find that slows you up. You know, if you're sort of brave enough to slow the whole thing down, you'll probably learn it much quicker at the end of the day, because you've kind of broke down the technical things, and then you can, because once you can play it right, technically correct in slow motion, all you're doing is speeding it up, which is a different technique.
Yeah.
But if you're learning something at even half tempo, or trying to do it at the real tempo, then there's too many things going on there, and too many things got overlooked as well, like little kind of slight flaws that will crop up later on and stop it sounding as good as it should, sort of thing. So yeah, that's important, I think, as well, for definite, yeah.
Thank you.
it sounds like you've got a real passion for teaching. And
I like it. It's just I'm just not one of these people that sort of thinks teaching's for one type of person and playing concerts is for. I just never thought of that. But I think you do need it though. I mean, you need to want to impart knowledge and help people, and that's a big part of it. And it's like today with myself and Hugh Burns, when we do these things, I mean, well, you probably saw today they're packed, they're full, the room's full of people.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Lovely to see you all. Really terrific. Thank you very, very much. And great, after the last 2 years, the 2 years of madness, I think we'll all agree. Yes. It's wonderful to see everyone here, feeling hearty with the guitars in your hand. So what might be a good idea to start?
The reason the room's full of people is that we both love doing it, and I think people get that from you. You can't really fake it. You can't really fake that you're having a great time teaching if you're not. So, and when people ask us questions, we're enthusiastic to answer them, and we also answer them in different ways, so people have got different takes on it as well, which I think is pretty good. I've got a real passion for it. That's where I'm just sort of really keen to build it up and, you know, move on a bit as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great. So end of May, you said, for the next one?
End of May is, that's the thing. It's, I'll give you that.
Thank you.
It's a 29th of May, that weekend, and it's not far from Glasgow Airport. It's in the country. It's a beautiful hotel, great food, great vibe there. What we do is we get, arrive on the Friday night, everybody has dinner together, and then I do a kind of, just a wee informal kind of concert in the evening. Saturday, we're everybody has breakfast together, and then we just have a workshop all day, take a break for lunch. Again, everybody eats together at night. And after that, it's down to people what they want to do. If they want to just hang about in the bar, drink, jam. We've got a dedicated area for us. So most years what happens is people have a few drinks and then start jamming, or some people maybe sing and they get together, and all the people that are there will all get together. Some people like a wee dram, so they'll be lashing into the whiskey. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. The guy that does the logistics for me, he also plays guitar and stuff, so, and he's good at hospitality, so even when I'm in my bed, he'll still be up hanging out to all hours with him, making sure everyone's okay. And then same again on the Sunday, up breakfast, and then we're done by Sunday tea time, and then that's it. So people could effectively stop their work on Friday, go there, and then be back for Monday morning. So so that's it. So spread the word,
they'd
be interested, and anywhere up and down the country as well. That's the thing, if I know there's a kind of hub somewhere that there's quite a lot of people interested in, it would be not too difficult to organise something there. I mean, I'm travelling about quite a bit anyway, but to maybe sort of get a, like I say, if I get four up and down the UK, that would be amazing. I've got a lot of interest in London, but again, it's logistics. I can down and where do you do it and blah, blah, blah.
Aye.
Again, interest in sort of Cheshire area. There's a lot of folk there that have been to my workshops before and things. So if there's enough people to run it in these areas, then, and we can find nice venues, that's what we'll do, I think.
Yeah.
So that's the master plan.
Well, it's lovely to hear about it.
Yeah.
And I'll certainly be looking into coming to the next one.
Great. Hope to see you there.
Well, thank you, John.
Magic.
It's been lovely to talk to you.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers now.